And therefore, when things show up, circumstances, pressure, wherever it comes from the enemy trying to change you, you are not moved by that because you already know. That's why we're in this word. And see, when I share it with you, then you go back and dig in and meditate upon it, put it to work in your life. This is what you live by every day. Amen. Amen. So listen to this. The thing one should do is to make God's word what it is. In that individual life, say you do it individually, you make God's word what it is in your individual life. The absolute truth, what is that? The absolute truth and final authority. Nothing else ever rise above the word. It's final authority. If God said it, that's how it is. This is what I'm believing. This is what I'm feeding on. This is what I'm meditating on. This is what I'm acting on. This is what I'm looking at. I'm not looking around trying to find something else. I'm not listening to the naysayers. I'm not listening to any of those things. Now, if you're dealing with sickness, pain in your body, you do what you have to do in the natural, you know. But you don't look away from the word. You made it final authority. Hallelujah. You have made it final authority. Where nothing else will measure or speak louder than the word. You make it final authority that nothing else will ever measure up to the word. Every time something else speaks, it's down there under your feet. I'm walking on you. Nothing else will measure up or speak louder than the word. Nothing will be considered or allowed to enter in and reason against the word of God. Nothing else. It'll come up reason, but yeah, you know, but. Yeah. But I won't allow it. I handcuffed that sucker and take him to jail. I handcuffed that devil. I handcuffed those reason and take them to jail. Lock them up. Hallelujah.
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 And notice that Abraham being not weak in faith. Notice. And Abraham being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old. You know, God told him, Abraham, I'm gonna give you a son. I'll make you father of many nations. He was 75. Now he's 100. He hadn't weakened in faith. Out of those 25 years, he grew strong in faith. He came to the place where he was fully persuaded. Wow. Can you imagine all the stuff that went on? Sarah, and he married Ishmael's mother. I mean, I said Sarah. Abraham, Sarah had him to take Ishmael's mother to wife, got Ishmael. God said, I told you, Abraham finally got out of that. He said, okay, Lord, I messed up, didn't I? And he came to the place, and can you imagine what reason was saying? If you couldn't do it when you were 75, what makes you think you're going to do it now? Huh? But he was more convinced then than he was when he was 75. Fully persuaded. And so, notice Abraham being not weak in faith, considering not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not act like a drunk man, as James puts it, a man full of doubt and unbelief. He didn't act like that. a man full of doubt and unbelief. Like the waves driven by the wind on the sea. You see, Abraham remained steady. He kept following God. He kept saying what God said. I'm a father of many nations. I'm a father of many nations. Every day, you ought to speak your faith. How do you speak your faith? Say about yourself what God said about you. God said you're healed. God said you're strong. God said you're more than a conqueror. God said you cannot be defeated. God said all your needs are met. Hallelujah. Speak your faith and never be moved. And if you happen to be moved, get just arrest that thought and put the handcuffs on it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You fill your heart full of the word of God until you become rock solid in your believing and you're standing on the word of God, because you are sure that your anchor holds in the solid rock. Where all other ground is sinking sand, I dare not trust the sweetest thing, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. He is the word of God that was manifest in flesh. Now sits at the right hand of God, where he oversees everything. Where is he sitting? At the right hand of God. Where he what? Oversees everything. Seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them, us. He ever liveth to make intercession for us. Think about it for a minute. That's what he living to do, what? Make intercession. So let's look at this a little further. He ever liveth to make intercession for us. All right, because he has defeated the enemy and took from him everything that he once held, to rule over us. Satan had been stripped. Hallelujah.